Global tourism resilience leader sees faith tourism as peace through tourism. When asked about his understanding of peace through tourism, the head of the Global Tourism Resilience and Crisis Management Center in Jamaica, which is behind the global tourism resilience movement, Professor Wallace, said, "When it comes to travel, people often seek experiences that go beyond sightseeing and relaxation. They yearn for a deeper connection, a spiritual journey transcending the physical realm. This is where faith tourism comes into play. Faith tourism, also known as religious tourism, is a form of travel that focuses on visiting sacred sites and religious landmarks and participating in religious rituals or events. This is called faith tourism." Professor Wallace sees faith tourism and interfaith dialogue as a solution for peace through tourism. He said his idea was to allow pilgrims of multiple faiths to explore each other's holy sites. Another example Professor Wallace mentioned was sports events, like tournaments or friendly matches, to encourage travel and peaceful interaction. He encourages tour operators to design tours that spotlight episodes of conflict and their resolution, emphasizing lessons learned. Global Tourism Resilience and Crisis Management Center, GTRCMC, Global Tourism Resilience and Crisis Management Center, GTRCMC. We facilitate business continuity, global sustainability and economic growth in the tourism ecosystem by helping you to prepare for, manage and recover from a crisis by building tourism resilience. Example: tours to practice peace through tourism. Cross-border peace rides, a shared bicycle tour across tense borders. The cross-border peace ride merges adventure tourism with grassroots diplomacy. It is as much about the journey as it is about the destination. Every mile traveled, meal shared, and story exchanged can help break down walls, literal or figurative, that divide communities in conflict. iturbonews.com